Om Shanti. Today in our small gathering, we have Sister Devendri from France. We will ask few questions to her. I am not going to explain much about her. In the questions only, she will explain how she came in Gyan and she will share her experience. So first question, in which year did you come in Gyan and how it started? And before that, one more question, as your name indicates, is Devendri. So it's Indian name. So how you are from France?
The first question about when did I came to Gyan. My first arrival in Gyan, it was in 1994. But I was not a Paka Brahmin at that time. I was with another gurus, and then in 2000 I came back in Gyan and I became a Paka Brahmin. Within 3 months I started giving courses and then open a center in France. I'm a Saint Denis Vasi and also working outside. The second question about my name. My name is Devendri. My 4 grandfathers come from the south of India, from Tanjavur. And I was born in Mauritius. I have an Indian name, Indian body, Indian heart, and I don't speak Hindi. Shame on me. I was listening to the brother and I was asking Baba, please let me understand all what he's saying. So I think before leaving on the 20th, I will be able to understand 50% of what people are talking about. That is my aim. And what was the other question? I'm consultant in human resource management, and also I'm working as therapist about the quantum medicine. I don't know if you know about this. It is the information field of the body and the soul. So I'm still studying. I'm a student also. What else can I tell you about me?
The second question is, did you seek any guru in your life before Baba's Gyan? As you mentioned, how many gurus you have?
I don't know if I have the right to tell you. I think I do have nearly 12 gurus. I started very young because I was seeking for God. I was nearly 7 years old when I started with Christianism. I wanted to become a Christian, and then from that age I started with many gurus. All my family are Brahmin, you know, the priest. And they are church builder, and every day in the house all these ekyam, how you say, the yagya. And since my childhood I was thinking that all this stuff would not bring me to God, but I was following the path of the devotion, and by the same time I was seeking for God through gurus. So I started with, I was 10 years old when I started with one of the famous guru, Krishnamurti. I read all his book, and I was even, when I was 18 years old, I went in London to see the university. I wanted to learn with him. And by the time I have been seeking for God with many, many gurus, I think nearly 12 gurus. That's why in 1994, when I picked up Gyan in another country, in Mauritius Island, I was with, I was teacher of, I don't know if you know him, Ravi Shankar, Art of Living. He used to come in my place in Paris, living in my place when I was in Paris. And I was very close to him at the time. It was in 1980. And so I have many, many gurus in my life. I can tell you all the names, but I don't need if it is of any use. I'm even a bit ashamed when I think about some of my sisters in France. They came in Gyan, 17 years old. And I was thinking, I was wandering all over the world, seeking for God. And you got it very easily, more easily than me. So I have been struggling with myself for seeking God. And in 1994, I think I was not prepared, because I was trapped with my gurus also. He did not want me to. When I left the lost gurus, Lakshmanacharya from the south of India, and he even cursed me at the time. You can imagine. And he told me, one day you will come back with me. And I said, no, now I have found God, I will not come back. So, how is my spiritual path?
So next question is, what you liked the most in Baba's Gyan and how you had a feeling and faith that this is the true knowledge?
There are many things in Baba's Gyan. One of the most important things for me, according to my own spiritual path, is honesty and attitude of gratitude towards Baba. Every day in my Amrit Vela, these are the two things. How honest I am with myself and the attitude of gratitude that I need to have. Because I had to thank Baba every day. He has come back again. I was a naughty child in 1994. And then in 2000 he came back and picked me like this and said, now you have to stay here. So I'm very grateful. The other, in Dhyan, the most that I like also is the 8 Shakti. Every day in my meditation, I used to work on one power. I take one power and I let emerge all the qualities in relation with the power. That is my experience in this knowledge. And from this experience, I can tell you that Baba is a real magician. And he's giving me a lot of things. Even I can say materialistic things that we need in Europe to open the center and many things. And each time I can see how, if you have real faith in Baba, it really works. And no doubt at all. This is not a scientific aim, I know. We need to have doubt, but when we are with Baba, not any single trace of doubt. And that makes me very strong.
How you keep the balance between your laukik and alaukik responsibilities?
I think that I am Karanar and Baba is Karan Karavanar. That's all. Because I feel to be like a Muppet, you know? Baba is taking the string like this. You go here, you go there, you do this and you do this. And then I obey. I'm not doing anything by myself. I'm truly saying that Baba is making me doing so much service.
Next question is, what are the specialities that you have which are using in Baba Seva?
I think caring for another soul. I give lots of my time about caring. For me it's very useful to be always a contented soul and also to be the embodiment of all what I say. I put in practice in my everyday life, the alaukik life and an alaukik one. In Europe, honestly I would say it's very difficult. But with the help of Baba, everything becomes very easy. You have to wake up early in the morning, Amrit Vela, as you all know, Modi classes, and then take another roll, get changed, all these white clothes. We don't have the right to wear white clothes over there, particularly in France. And then our lucky clothes, and run away, take the train, go to the office, work all day long, and then back 1 hour train. And I used to travel. The center is 200 kilometers from Paris. And I work in Paris. So I pick up the fast train, 55 minutes, going and working in Paris, and then at night go back to the center, giving courses during the weekend. So I think I need only 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep a day in order to do all these things. We don't have rest during the day. And that's why I was thinking that Baba is helping me a lot in order to recover all the years that I have been spending from 1994 up to 2003, 2005, before becoming a Paka Brahmin. I had to recover all the wasted years.
Next question is, by what relation do you remember Baba the most?
I think Baba is my friend, very good friend. And the other relationship of every day is that I am really the long lost and now found child. In every day's Moli, when I hear this phrase, this has been my realization when I came back again in Gyan in 2000 together with my husband. I was listening to the Moli after the 7 days close, you know, the spiritual ego is still here, all these things I know, all the kalpa, okay, I'm listening. And then, with the only phrase, sweet children, long lost and now found, I felt that now I have found my father. So my relationship every day is as I am a long lost and now found child for Baba.
Do you remember any incident when you were in great trouble and you called to Baba and he helped you?
Oh yes, of course. Many times, I don't know if I have time to tell you, I came back from another country. I was traveling the whole night and I arrived in Paris. My husband came and picked me by the car. We have 200 kilometers to drive, nearly 2 hours. And I was very tired. By the same time, I started working with my telephone and was at the back of in the car. And we have bought many, you know, how do you say in French, planks to put in the center. We're preparing the center also. And the car was overloaded with things. I was at the back because there was no space in front, and my husband was driving the car. And he fell asleep once. I said, hey, I will drive, give me the, stop here. He said, no, you're tired, I've been traveling the whole night. Okay. And the second time, the car was like this. And I was working. And the third time, the car slipped. I cried, Baba! You can't imagine how I have cried. And I saw the last second of my life. I closed my eyes. And then I thought, Gee, what are you doing? The car has been like this. I don't know what was happening. And then it was raining. The road was very slick and we were driving 130 kilometers in order to arrive very quick. And I saw my lost second. I saw Baba with me. I don't know how he has been able to manage the car. And then at the last second, he stopped the car. A very big lorry came by because the car was like this. You can imagine in Europe in a highway, 130 kilometers. And he stopped the car. He told me, now you will continue driving. I was like this. I said, okay. I get down from the car. And then I go in front and I start driving the car with Baba with me. This is one of the, I would say, the best experience that when you trust Baba, Baba is with you.
So, next question is, what are your current efforts and are you satisfied with your efforts?
I would say not constantly. But I'm very honest with Baba. When, you see, I told you yesterday I have not been able to come here because I am having an implant in my teeth, and it has been very painful. So I'm very honest with Baba. When I can't wake up, I say, Baba, listen, today it's not possible for me to wake up. If you really love me, so please stay with me. I'm a very good, honest relationship with him. When I can't wake up sometime because of tiredness, I listen to my body. And the other thing is that when Baba told us not to be in body consciousness, I think that I make the difference about body consciousness and body awareness. I'm aware of my body in soul consciousness. So I give lots of time to myself. I think that I have the balance of my Lokic work, of the soul consciousness and the body awareness. And this makes me in, I can say I'm in very good health to do all what I'm doing. I think that Baba is satisfied with me. I don't know if I am satisfied with me, but I think that she is satisfied with me.
So after you came in Gyan, or even before Gyan, did you see any vision? Any vision? Before in Gyan or after in Gyan? Like golden age or subtle vision or Brahma Baba?
Yes, golden age, yes. It was in a therapy session that I had the vision of golden age. You know the movie of Age of Ice?
Hmm.
Ice. Yeah, in French we say ice. Age. Yeah, in English. I know it in French language. The first one. Yeah, the first one. And I got the image, the vision of golden age, yes. I do have one. And the other thing that I had experienced, because I was with Maharishi, you know, the transcendental meditation, for many, many years. And we used to have silence retreat on mountain top in France. And one day I was having the silence retreat, and we have yoga, meditation, yoga, meditation, yoga, meditation. And during the meditation, I was out of my body, and I saw my body, and I want to come back in the body. I could not come back. And I was very, very, very afraid because we used to meditate with eyes closed, and I was struggling with my body to get in. As soon as I recovered my body, I ran away and I stopped meditating. So I have many good and bad experiences in my life about meditation. And the teacher, everyone was in the silence. I said, I stop meditating. I don't want to meditate anymore now. And he came and asked me, what's happening? I had to go and walk on the mountain with my open eyes. I don't want to close my eyes anymore. That's why when I came in Brahma Kumaris and I started meditating with open eyes, I was very, you see now, very happy.
So, any suggestion or advice for our small group, for our self-effort, how to do more effort, whatever we are doing here now?
I think that each one of us know very well what effort we have to make. I don't think that I can give any suggestion, because this is arrogance.
Some inspiration?
Some inspiration. I would say be honest with Baba. For me, honesty is the clue of my spiritual path. I'm very, very honest with him. When I'm not satisfied with myself, and my honesty, the only one with whom I like to argue is Baba. Because I know that he will not respond to me. So in the morning, when I am not satisfied with myself, I have done something. Once I know that I have cancelled one workshop. And I don't know why, two workshops I cancel. And in the morning I say, Baba, I'm not worthy of being a Brahmin, your child. But anyway, I can't do this with my intellect only. The heart is not here, so that's why I have cancelled this workshop. But anyway, you can use me for whatever service you need me to be done. I will do it. And I can tell you that he has heard me, and from that time I had more service to do. I think that honesty is one of the clues. And be really very friendly with Baba. And I also think that he likes also naughty child. I'm a very naughty one. That's why I think that I have a very good relationship. I'm not very serious. I like play. I know that God loves fun. So I like to play with him. So I think, don't be very serious in the spiritual path. Be very funny with him, and he likes it.
So, okay. And thanks for Sister Devendri for accepting our invitation and sharing her wonderful experience. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you.